Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you today, as always, so sit back and relax and enjoy this fascinating two-hour fundraising presentation. Yes, we're going to be asking for you to support my ideas today. I want you to get those donations in. You can go to www.dsmpublications.net. And make that donation. It can be $15, $25, $50, $100, whatever you'd like to donate, but we need it today so that we can continue to build. This is our fundraising segment. We're going to be on for 2 hours. A lot of the things we've done and brought to you, and we're really going to need your support. You can also text me at 702-530-6083. And the number to call in is 818-691-7395. That number again is 818-691-7395, or text me at 702-530-6083, and you can email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo.com. Tonight we're coming to you from the store of Kinko's in Memphis, Tennessee. So we're having a great time tonight. We're going to be pushing to get those donations in. We'll be looking at the charts. And we already have our first donation from a young lady named Cynthia in Nashville. She's already donated her $30. So we want dealing with. And we definitely need it today because someone, unfortunately, stole my travel book, which has my cash in there and credit cards and everything else. So we definitely need your donation so I don't stay stranded in the city of Memphis. Yeah, I don't like being stranded anyway. So get those things in on my website so I can get out of here. But tonight's show is interesting. It's a fundraiser. I had a chance to get to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I met a young African-American female named Yasha Henderson. And she has the most beautiful internet cafe called WizTech. I stopped by there because at WizTech, I had had a whole lot of problems with my computer monitor, and just for the sake of telling you, it fried when I tried to plug it in, so they had to give me another one and put mine on the 6,000 square feet. It opens at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, closes at 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. 8 a.m. to 4 a.m. Friday and Saturday. And I'm telling you, this is an exciting. The manager of Kinko's is passing me by while I'm talking on my radio show. And he said hello. I just think it's a good thing to be able to do these kind of things and put things together. But her place is really nice. And I appreciate the staff at Kinko's. They're always trying to look out for me and do some great things. So, tonight, we're talking to try to get you to donate, to make sure you get those donations in. We're going to be looking at them and asking you to get involved. We're going to take a quick public service announcement, and we'll be back, and we'll continue to talk for the next 2 hours.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. so we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
I never get the flu.
My kids don't need more shots.
I don't have time.
We're all healthy.
My asthma's under control.
But I'm pregnant.
I've had the flu before. It's not a big deal.
My kids are too old for flu.
The media is exaggerating.
I can fight it naturally.
My diabetes, it's under control.
No matter how you build your excuses, the flu can blow your house down.
I can't believe I used up all my sick time.
I missed a week of school during finals.
Now my baby has it because of me.
The hospital? Death?
Keep your foundation strong. Vaccinate. Learn more at flu.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back. You're talking to Don S. McClure, and you are on the Don S. McClure Show. And we're at Kinko's, live in Memphis. Now, remember I was telling you about the internet cafe called WizTech. And this thing is huge. It's at 1629 Locust Street, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And the number to call if you want to book there is 314-41-WHIZ or 9449. But I'm telling you, you would be impressed. She has promotional pieces. They have the greatest coffee there. They serve, like, all kinds of items. And I brought back one of the menus. She has brewed coffee, latte, mocha, the whole thing. And great sandwiches. Caesar salad, Asian salad, beef or chicken quesadilla, the WizTech nachos. I mean, if you could see this menu, you would be impressed. So maybe we'll order you some food for the first 25 callers who call in and get those donations in. But I'm telling you, it's a great place. I get a chance to travel, and this was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. No, actually, this was in St. Louis. Take that back, because I was impressed with Pittsburgh. But that's what this is, St. Louis, Missouri, where I spent a couple of days there with some friends of mine, and I want to send a shout-out to them for treating me to such a nice time, Aura and her sister. They are in the 314 area. And I really like talking about this menu. I think it's great. You're going to hear some doors slamming and people passing by because we're in Kinko's. So she has Perrier water, fruit juice, apple juice. And if you're ever in the St. Louis area, tell her Don sent you. Now, all of you know about the books that we produce, and all of you know that it takes a lot of effort and a lot of money to keep promoting that. Well, asking for your support is very important. It's actually necessary and needed, because without that, we can't continue these great shows. Kind of like in order for you to get great public television, you have to support and donate. Well, the same thing applies to these types of shows. You have to continue to support it. And not have to, but we'd like for you to continue to support it so that we can continue to create the great books that we do and look for other products that we want to work on. I think it's so vital that we get involved with what we're doing and talk to people and see how things work. But I'm telling you, Blog Talk Radio has been a good session for us. We've had over 15 shows, and we're looking for your support. So tonight we want to see those lights go off and have you make a donation like Cynthia in Nashville did. And we're looking for my brother Ellis and his wife to make a donation, and my sister, and just everybody that's out there. I think it is a great purpose to have Blog Talk Radio and to be like. Now, I know a lot of you are waiting on the book Santa Claus versus the Aliens, and you're also working on or waiting on The Gods and The Beginning of Life. And that's very important because we're going to finish those two books and get them out to you. Actually, The Gods is at our editors, and they're still working on those. And Santa Claus goes to the editors once we can continue to raise those funds. So you're talking to me. The time is 7:10. This is Don McClure, and you are on the Don S. McClure Show. We're talking about our products, promotion, what we intend to do, how we intend to do it, and we're really looking for your support. Kind of like I said, public television. But if you want to call and have a conversation, please call me at 818-691-7395. Call. Oh, yeah, and I got a little cold, so that's a good thing, I guess, for me to have. But we're looking for you to give us a shout-out. And it would be good to hear from you today. Let me know how much you want to donate, what you want to do, and how you want to get involved. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am Don S. McClure, and we're broadcasting live from Memphis, Tennessee.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
And we're back.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
Oh, it's the bridesmaid's dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
Then what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. Well, look like a chorus line.
No, no, no. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't think...
It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. It sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep. I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Oh, that's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
And we're back. And it's Don S. McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, as we always say. I think these shows are exciting, and we've had a lot of callers call in, and we've had emails and people from Canada and Kansas City and New Jersey and Virginia. And those are really good things to have people call you about what it is you do and how much you enjoy it. But tonight we're looking for your support. Like WKNO. Like I said, I can't say it enough that this is the night that we really need for you to hone in and give me your support. These projects are very important. Santa Claus versus the Aliens is going to be very important. It's going to talk about moral character, something you could share with a lot of individuals that seem to think that moral character is not important. But believe it or not, those stories that you pick up turn you into the person that you're going to be. And it does work when you believe in moral characters. So tonight I'm working the switchboards and I'm working the soundboard. And we're going to keep talking to you for the next 2 hours, or as long as our phone cards and everything else lasts. But we're looking for your support. And like I said, the last place I visited that I was really impressed with was in St. Louis, and it was a company called WizTech. So we do try to put that information out there. Also, in the Memphis area, they just had an election, and of course, congratulations to A.C. Wharton. He is the mayor again, so he's the and he did win his race, his seat, So he is there, doing pretty good. I guess it's the first day. But a lot of the incumbents re-ran and won their seats. Now, whether or not that's totally a good thing depends on what they do while they're in office. But again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure. And if you got any questions you want to ask me, you've got a lot of time to do it tonight. And if you just want to call and chatter, that's fine. But get to making those donations at www.dsmpublications.net. We have a donation button at the bottom, or you could just hit the buy the books PayPal site or PayPal button, and you'll be able to reach us. But either way it goes, we're looking to push to see what we can get tonight. Our goal is $10, but you never know. Right now, our board is sitting at $30 from Cynthia from Nashville. So we'd like for you to get involved and see what we could do. And let us know what you think. You've been writing us. We want our friends from Wisconsin to go to the website, place that donation on there by credit card, debit card, could be MasterCard or Visa. We want you to support our ideas. It's very important. And actually, it's at the stage where we could say that it's going to do a lot for you as well as it does a lot for what I try to do in the writing and author industry. So we want to talk about that tonight. Your support is vital. And you can reach me at 818-691-7395, or you can text me at 702-530-6083. Throwing out a lot with PSAs. You may hear a couple of them over again, but we're going to keep pushing till we get to 2 hours. Well, let's see what we've got online. Hello, caller. This is Don S. McClure, and you're on the Don S. McClure Show.
Hi, is that me?
Yes, it's you.
I just called in, and my name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia.
Hey, Hugh, how you doing?
Terrific, and I was trying to figure out what you're doing. You're looking to start a whole big publication business?
Well, what we're doing, Hugh, is we have a series of publications that I'm working on that's getting ready to come out, and we would like to get people's support for that, that they could buy the books and go online and get involved, because we also promote classical music from the 18th century. But it's mainly to keep growing so that we can get a large public workforce. The best thing a project can do is turn it into where it benefits everybody. And it would be great to have assistants and people working in the studios and a regular secretary to answer the phones and take messages. And I just left Virginia. I was in Richmond about a week ago.
Oh, so had I
known you were there, I would have dropped by and said hello.
Yeah, well, I'm in Ashland, actually. It's about 20 miles north of Richmond. But
okay. Where
are you based?
Well, right now I'm based in Chicago, but we're operating tonight. We're calling from the Kinko's in Memphis, Tennessee. I had a chance to visit some people that were here, and they liked the show, and they actually said they were going to go online tonight and get a couple of books. We had a young lady in Nashville, and she heard you speak before, too, on our show. She mentioned that. So I'm shocked that you're calling. Maybe it's deja vu.
Yeah, if I could help endorse what you're doing, if it's going to help people and get information flowing to them, that's what I'm all about. Because mainstream media won't touch me with a 10-foot pole because I'm all about truth and transparency, and they don't want that in Washington, big business or big media. So if you're going against the grain, I'll fully endorse you and help you promote it if I can.
Well, thanks a lot, Hugh, because that's what we want to do. We don't want just to put information out there. We want to put the proper information that people need to get so that they can make great decisions. And like I said, a couple of our callers have mentioned you, that they've heard you call on our show. And I kind of thought you were near, at least closer to 20 miles from Richmond. But I enjoyed Richmond. So we're looking forward to getting people involved.
I'm New York, but I've been down here several years now, and it is very comfortable. I was thinking of going to Florida, but I've been down there before. But with all the hurricanes and being disabled, it's difficult to know how many times and where I'd have to evacuate to and how much that would cost. So it's worked out very well for me in this area.
Well, you know, I was thinking of the same thing of running down to Florida. Have you heard of Kissimmee?
Yes, that's over.
Yeah, I was thinking about over there by Walt Disney. Yeah, I was thinking about going down there because of the children's stories that I'm writing. And like I said, they're full of moral character because we want people to have better moral values. Yeah.
Well, there's a gentleman who is in Richmond who picked up a whole big packet of information from me. I'm sure he'd love to interact with you. He's actually starting his own blog talk show in the near future. His name is Apostle Leon Benjamin Sr.
Okay, Apostle.
And I believe he's the senior pastor of the New Harvest Church in Richmond, something like that. But if it should pick it up if you just Google his name and put Richmond, Virginia. And he's also a member of a very progressive coaching organization that is growing very rapidly, and all those coaches could maybe take an interest in what you're doing too. That will help it spread very quickly. And that organization that he's a member of is called Successimo.com, SUCCESSIMO.com.
Okay, SUCCESSIMO.com.
Yes, so you can ask Mr. Benjamin about that, or also one of the principals I'm interacting with. Her name is Michelle Durnell. You'll see her on there, very lovely lady.
Okay.
And there's a lot of spirituality, and that's what I'm working on. My big mission and vision is to bring spirituality into global economics and combine that with unconditional love.
Well, see, that's why I like when you call on our radio show so that we can get that kind of information, and that's what I'm talking about. We have quality callers, not just people calling just to say something, but when you call, you give us a lot of feedback, and then you're supplying me with people that other people I can contact. So I hope you go to our website, www.dsmpublications.net. And there's a donation button at the bottom, and we'd love to have your support. And if you can, send me an email to McClure.S.
Yeah, I don't use email myself, but again, Apostle Benjamin can help work that out with you. And, I don't know if you have it. I have given it before. I don't know if I gave it on your show. There is a blog
letter
from President Obama on there, as well as a poem that's in the President Ronald Reagan Library and an interview that can be downloaded.
Okay, well, give it to me again just one more time so my listeners can hear
word,
it too.
Creativity777.com. Again, creativity37s.com. Then anybody that would pull that up, if you see my name, just Google my name and you'll see some other things. There's something on the internet called America's New Transformational Economy, based upon COWS. COWS stands for Corporate Opportunity Websites, and that's a PDF file of about 18 pages that has actually a letter from the Carter administration, a letter from my senator, a couple of brief articles I wrote, One USA, Unlimited Solutions Always, and other information that may be of interest.
Yeah, I like that. So it's called creativity777.com.
Yes, and that's the blog. But again, once you see my full name, if you just Google that and see what comes up on the internet, look for where it says America's New Transformational Economy, and then click on that, and that will download the 18-page PDF file.
Okay, I'm going to take a look at that probably tomorrow, and I'm going to try to stay on the air for a couple of hours and see what we can get. But it's always a pleasure when you call, and thanks for calling in, and just sit back and take a listen.
Well, if I could say one thing, if I may, related to all the demonstrating that's going on in all the cities now. I knew this was going to happen, and as it happens, I just want people to know and do what Deepak Chopra had said, put your hand on your heart and envision what you would like as far as a peaceful new world, because going out and being in a rage, it's the laws of attraction, you're attracting more problems into your life. You have to put out the good. The bottom line in everything in life is unconditional love. So try and put a little love out there. What we have to do with all these people, we have to realize we put them all in office. We allowed ourselves to be manipulated. Now as we wake up, we have to laugh and love the ones in office out and love the right ones in. Just be peaceful and loving. Don't be in a rage or feel totally frustrated, because if with you, Mr. McClure, and others getting me out there, I will help people. I've been through so much, and that was my mission, to go through it so I could empower myself and show people everything they're going through. I've been through, plus a whole lot more. So I hope to get my voice out there, and maybe you'll help me do that someday.
Well, it sounds good, Hugh, and I'm glad you called our show, and I'm having a great time talking to you, and I'm going to take a couple other calls, but right now,
all right. Have a wonderful week.
Right back
at
the show.
Everyone. And remember, prayer is an action, and prayer is powerful. If you can't do anything else, do that.
Thanks a lot for calling, Hugh. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to take a PSA and take a look, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Jet Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
And we're back. That was a PSA about foster care. It's McClure's show. And, of course, I'm Don S. McClure, and we're broadcasting live from Kinko's. I mean, I go everywhere, Burger King, McDonald's, and do my shows all over the place. I love Blog Talk Radio. But tonight we're in Kinko's. We've got a two-hour fundraiser going on. So we're asking you to give your support, get involved, take a look at some of the books that we've created and everything else. And like Hugh said, he's calling in from Virginia. He wants to give us his support. So we're going to be looking for other callers. And again, I'm Don S. McClure. A lot of the things that I like to talk about is building on creativity and relationships. And so far, we seem to be pretty good at that, getting everything done, talking to different people, and building. That's one of the things that's really important. Let's see. I was in Charlotte. I had a chance to visit Richmond, Virginia. I had a chance to get to Philadelphia. Philly was okay, but I enjoyed Pittsburgh a lot. Then I went to St. Louis, and the gentleman said he's glad they got their thing together. That's what I like about Kinko's. There's so many people down there doing their thing, so that's a great thing. And actually, we get a lot of things when we're either in, like I said, I think we did an Asian restaurant a couple of weeks ago, and that was interesting. But now we're talking also about WizTech. It's a tech full-service restaurant. 6,000 square feet, and it is in St. Louis, and it is fantastic. The young lady that owns it is named Yasha Henderson, and she's doing really great. So one of the things that making sure that we build is getting people like Hugh and some of you others to call. So you can call in on our show at 818-691-7395. That number to call in is 818-695, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And actually, this is our 16th show, so we're going to be celebrating that tonight. And we're doing a long radio show where we're going to be talking for the next 2 hours, getting you to send in those donations. We've already got Hughes pledged that he's going to do what he can. We've already got Cynthia in Nashville, so we're waiting on a couple others. And this is one of our fantastic nights that we're still in Memphis, Tennessee. Next, we're headed back to Chicago. So those are the great things about being on the air. You know, when we talked about some of the books that I produced, especially the newer one coming out called To Have a Friend, people always ask me where I got the graphics from. And actually, there's a lot of great graphic companies that we work with, and they supply the graphics so that we can build. But they liked the first book, Broken Wings, Fallen Angels. They thought that was very unique. Then we came up with Romantic Images of You, and now we're working on Santa Claus versus the Aliens. And that's going to be a fantastic book with moral character in it. So I think those are the things that we need to talk about. But right now I'm looking at some delicious food, too, and I like the sandwiches that I see. And actually I had a chance to get her coffee while I was in Yasha's place. And I'm telling you, it was fantastic to have that kind of service. WizTech was the place that we looked at. So I think that's a great thing. Great thing. And I like being out. I love being out doing things and building things and working on a lot of things. And those are the things that we did last night at, while we were at one of the restaurants we were visiting, too. So that worked out pretty well. I had a chance to talk to people all night and get involved in some of the political conversations that's going on in Memphis. They've reelected their mayor. Now, whether that's a good thing or bad thing is going to depend on what he does. But people just asked us, what do we think when a person gets into office? Well, it's mainly about them doing their job. It's not a black and white issue. It's a move issue, where if it's going to benefit the city and it's going to grow, then that's a good thing. If it's going to stay stagnant, then, of course, it doesn't work. Now, comparable to cities like Pittsburgh, on 9th Street, it's just fantastic, even looking at the theaters and the movement that they have and the outdoor restaurants. And when I was also in Charlotte, they're now calling their downtown Uptown. So they've revitalized those areas. But that's a very unique approach to take away the downtown theory and call it Uptown. In Chicago, we have still have a downtown, too. So that's a great thing. But so far, I've been to 22 states, and it's been interesting to travel. And sometimes we ride on this thing called the Megabus. So if you haven't heard of the Megabus, you really need to check that out. I had a chance to go to Charlotte for $21, and sometimes I can get a chance to travel for $13 and $8. So you can't beat that when you're doing multi-cities. So we're going to take another quick PSA. We'll be back, and we've got, wow, we're down to 32 minutes, so we've only got 32 minutes left for the first hour. But we're going to be on for 2 hours tonight. And this is our 15th show. So we'll be back. And I'm enjoying it because we have a good show. And we want you to support that. We want the boards to light up like they do on WKNO. And get that information into us and write us a letter of efforts and what we build and what we do. I think it's great to have Blog Talk Radio. I think it's great to have our own show, but tonight we really need your support or your pledges for support. And, of course, we need it ASAP since everybody seems to want to steal my transportation book that I shouldn't have kept everything in. But, of course, I did like a dummy, so now we're kind of shorthanded. So I don't want to be left stranded in Memphis, Tennessee. It's not my idea of a nice weekend. So if you get a chance, give us a shout-out. Go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net. Make that donation so that we can continue to bring you, as they say, good, serious programming and actually good radio sessions. I think they're very good. I keep working on this stuff tonight. And we're going to keep talking to you till we can get more and more donations. We're pushing to get $2,000 in. So far, we've reached a couple of pledges, and we want to get your support. And also, you can call like you did and talk to us and tell us what you think. I think that's great when people can do that. It's nice when people look fascinated and stand behind me and see that we have a great show, and the show is getting bigger and growing, and I really like that because that shows that we're in control of what we do and how we do it. So we're going to keep talking to you till the time runs out. The time is 7:34, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Get anything you want to talk about? Just give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to talk to you about what's going on and what we're trying to build.
Has your child or grandchild dropped out of school? Do they want to find a public school that will help them graduate and receive a high school diploma? The Michigan Virtual Charter Academy allows students age 16 through 20 to complete their high school education in the safety of their home. Students get a loan or laptop, access to online lessons, and teacher support, all tuition-free. To enroll in the Michigan Virtual Charter Academy for this fall, go to k12.com/Michigan.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords expose cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them, and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to ESRB.org.
Siempre me fijo en las clasificaciones y en la descripción del contenido en las cajas de videojuegos. Pero como a veces quiero más detalles, me encantan estos nuevos resúmenes, pues me dan una descripción más a fondo que me ayuda a decidir si los juegos son apropiados para mis hijos o no. Los resúmenes son gratis y los puedo leer en mi smartphone o en línea.
Para más información sobre clasificaciones de videojuegos y resúmenes, visite esrb.org.
And we're back. And you're talking to Don S. McClure. And, of course, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Now, why do we keep mentioning WizTech so much? Well, because, for one, it's a new concept. 6,000 square feet is a lot of square feet. And it's open to people renting it and getting involved. And I think it's going to do a lot for the downturn, along with a lot of the great things. Matter of fact, the president of the United States, President Barack Obama, was just in St. Louis. I didn't get a chance to hear him speak, but he was doing pretty good. And the president's a pretty jolly fellow. So I thought it was good to have the president there doing his thing. But one of the things that's important about government, if we don't change the way that we view government and really elect some people, like we were talking about the Memphis politics, if you keep electing the same people when they haven't really done what you expect them to do, it's not about doing a good job. It's about doing what you expect them to do to take you to the next level. And if they're going to have 4 years and then get another 4 years, you really need to see results. So we do have to move past the issues of saying, he's a good person, he's smart, and he can do this. It's got to be about accountability for your leadership. Then you just have plain, regular leadership. And that's the thing Hugh was talking about. You actually have a chance to control your own life, no matter what city you live in. So if you don't like the politics, then vote the rascals out. That's what they said during one of the Senate meetings or Congress meetings or something like that. I remember hearing that. I don't know if that came from a movie or what they did, but I kind of like the sound of that, where you say vote the rascals out. You know, that's one of the things that we need to do if they're not doing their job and we just want to vote them in because we like their names and we see them and we say that's my friend and he knows this family and that family. Then you have to ask yourself, if your city hasn't grown in 4 years or 8 years or 18 years or 19 years, comparable to other cities, what kind of leadership do you have? And I think a lot of people, sometimes they're afraid to voice their opinion because they think somebody's going to say that they can't have their business or they're going to get in trouble with the local politicians and the elite people and the clique. But actually, you're doing yourself a disservice. If a person is not servicing you and they are not giving you the leadership that you truly want, and you only get maybe 19,000 or 20,000 or 40,000 people to come out when you have over 1 million people, then you need to ask yourself, what's the problem? Tonight, you're listening to Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure, and we're on Blog Talk Radio in Kinko's. And I love being in here. I get to see different people working on their projects, and I like it. So it gives me a little more exposure. But like I said, I'm Don S. McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We've got another caller. Let's see what they have to say. We're doing a fundraiser tonight on the radio for 2 hours. Hello, caller. This is Don McClure.
Hello, this is Robin and Ellis. How are you, Don?
Hey, Don.
Hey, I'm doing halfway well. I had a Hugh call, and he gave me some good websites to go to, and he's pledged his support. And Cynthia from Nashville gave me her support, and we're looking for the support from my brother and sister-in-law to get involved and make sure that they go to my website and make their donation. But it's an interesting two-hour show.
Good. Well, we wish you good luck tonight. We just wanted you to know we're working on getting all your publications. We just submitted our order for Pride and Prejudice, and we're going to get
out of here.
Yeah, I got. Can't wait to read that.
Yeah. Oh, girl, I'm really proud of you. You ordered Pride and Prejudice. Okay.
Yeah, and we're gonna get the Mozart. We're gonna get that one next. But we already put our order in, so we're gonna be looking for that one.
Okay, look at you. Well, I like that. So you ordered the music of the Black Mozart.
Well, we're gonna do that one next.
Put
it
in the DVD.
We got Pride and Prejudice tonight, and then we're gonna get the DVD next.
Okay, well, now you heard it, ladies and gentlemen, on my show. Now we have the support of South Carolina, Hopkins. Every time I mention that, people say, "Where the heck is Hopkins?"
I know. We're only 1 mile outside of Columbia, so maybe you could just tell them Columbia.
I'm going to tell them Columbia because somebody told me. They said, the only people down in Hopkins is your brother at a stoplight. I said, no. I said, there's more people in Hopkins. Yeah, there's more than just my brother at a stoplight.
That's how we like it, though.
Nice and quiet.
Yeah, that's right. We drive a little bit to go shopping, and that's good enough.
There you go. I like that. Just do a little bit and call it a day. But thanks a lot for giving us your support. We're going to So we're going to keep running this thing till we can get to our goal. And we can more for people. And we're going to try to even offer some internships starting in January because we've got to get the young people involved in what we do so that they'll know how to take over when I'm gone. And my brother takes over the empire, so I don't know what to say about that.
Well, it's really good that you do your shows on location. That's really nice.
Yep, you get the visibility. And I'm telling you, if you ever get a chance to go online, she's at www.wiz, W-H-I-Z, I guess it's -tech.net. And this young lady has a fabulous place, 6,000 square feet in St. Louis. And the tables are so beautiful, and you can sit there and get free Wi-Fi and have coffee and donuts and cheeseburgers and all kinds of sandwiches.
That is nice. Place to stop
yeah,
when you're in
yeah.
the same
so it shows, mm-hmm, and it shows you that we're moving on because on Friday through Saturday she's open from 8 a.m. to 4 a.m. And that's a lot of hours, and 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. So she must be doing something because
that's a nice space to keep the lights on. Yeah, nice place to socialize, and people connect to their social media and just hang out.
And that's why I told her I'm going to do a book signing there. So she's waiting on me to call her. And I told her as soon as we get this $2,000 calls in, then we're going to give her a call and set up a date. But St. Louis was really nice when I was there. I'm kind of tired, but that was a good thing. I'm glad that we went there and did some things and got some things together.
That's good. What's her website again?
Her website is www.wiz.tech.net.
All right. We'll go check it out.
And, I think that I think you'll really like it. I was impressed when I walked in. I was like, God, this is huge. And this was a great thing to see, especially for a sister to be owning that. It was nice.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Shows that we're moving on. We're not all behind. So
that's
you guys,
right.
Listen to the show, and thanks for your support, as always. And let us know what you're doing so we can support you more.
All right. Well, you all can just go on over to overtroublewater.org, and that's how you can keep up with me or follow me at Saving Stories on Twitter.
Okay.
I want you
to come back on our show one day and just talk about what you do. I think that is so important with the family lineage and all the other stuff. So we're going to get you back on my show.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, guys, for calling.
All right, my brother. We love you.
Okay, my brother, when I'm gone, so we'll talk about that.
Keep up the great work.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Al.
All right. Bye.
So there you go. We have another pledge coming in, so we're starting to get them in. It is 7:45, so we seem to be doing something online, and that's a great thing. We're going to take another quick PSA, and I'm trying to tell people how they can do a radio show by just traveling and knowing what to do and getting out there. So it's a good thing. So we're going to switch up PSAs coming up soon. Within another week or so, we're going to have some new ones. So right now, we're going to play some of the old ones, let you listen to those. And again, thank you for your support, for listening to my 15 shows, and we'll be right back.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and grade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure. I like that orphan.org commercial that plays, and a friend of mine in Memphis has a foster care company that he's running, so evidently foster care seems to be a big issue in this country. We need to really pay attention to that and stop just, like I said, you don't have to vote for people that you really don't want in office, and you really have the right to choose, so don't be... Like they used to say on one of the older shows, don't be a don't be a do be. If that person is not who you truly want, then voice your opinion and go out and vote. That's so vital to you making changes in your life. And even though I've heard people say it doesn't make a difference and they're going to do whatever they want to do anyway, that's actually not true. You have the control of who you want to run your city, who you want to run your state, who you even want to be president or congressman or senator. So you don't have to just give in to get by. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and the time is 7:47 in the city of Memphis, Tennessee. And next week, I think we're going to be in, let's see, I'm trying to look at our map. I think I'm scheduled to finally get back to Washington, D.C. But if it's cold there, I'm not going. I can tell you that now, so the president won't see me, whether or not he cares if he sees me or not, but definitely there. But anyway, we're talking tonight just having a conversation with our worldwide web listeners. Hugh called, my brother and them called. We want to get some more calls in and get your support. We really need that so that we can hire, like I said, Hugh said, he wanted to be involved, so we can get interns and we can get secretaries and we can get assistants. We can do this thing. Just because there's a recession or things are in trouble or we're out of the recession doesn't mean we have to be gloomy. We can, that's fine. We get that all the time. When I'm all everywhere, this gentleman next to me just got mail, and that's a good thing. Because if you don't get mail, you won't know who wrote you. But I think that... just being out, like Robin said, she loves the fact that I'm on the road. And actually, we want to get a econo van where I can just really travel, put the studio in the back of the econo van, city, and just do the Don S. McClure Show. Because evidently, you see, it's reaching people and it's positive impact. Hugh really feels that it was good. I wish I had met him when I was in the Richmond, Virginia area. But I'm telling you, I could have not enjoyed Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, any more than I did. It was a great city to be in, and I plan on doing some things there. So, like I said, we're like Channel 10. We're asking for your support. You can go to www.dsmpublications.net and make your pledge, and you will be okay with us. The time is 7:49, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I'm Don S. McClure.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
Oh, because the bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
Then what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. We'll look like a chorus line.
No. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't think...
It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. It sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep. I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Oh, that's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
I never get the flu.
My kids don't need more shots.
I don't have time.
We're all healthy.
My asthma's under control.
But I'm pregnant.
I've had the flu before. It's not a big deal.
My kids are too old for flu.
The media is exaggerating.
I can fight it naturally.
My diabetes, it's under control.
No matter how you build your excuses, the flu can blow your house down.
I can't believe I used up all my sick time.
I missed a week of school during finals.
Now my baby has it because of me.
The hospital? Death?
Keep your foundation strong. Vaccinate. Learn more at flu.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back. We're into the last part of the first hour. It's 7:52, and you're speaking with or listening to the Don S. McClure Show, coming to you live from Memphis, Tennessee. And like I say, we're just kind of jockeying issues tonight because we're doing a fundraiser to get you involved and see what's going on. And again, we want to get those lights lit up. We need your support. Like WKNO, we need to continue to do the positive programming that we do. So we've got one more hour left, and we're going to keep pushing till we can get auctions in. And like donation, even though we weren't online, we weren't even, our show wasn't available yet. So people are supporting our show. I want to get Hugh's support and other people. So we need you to go to www.dsmpublications.net and go to the contribution or donation button and get that donation in, or order one of the books that's coming out. We can't tell you how excited I am when people go on my website and get a book or do something else and make it possible for me to have my show every Friday. So I think it's a great thing. So you're listening to Don S. McClure, and we want to know what you think. We've got a lot of good comments about the past shows, and I'm looking forward to more of you being involved and getting some positive things out there. And if you have some comments or some people that you want me to check out, like there's a magazine. It's a friend of mine named Larry Walker, great guy. I know him and his wife, and they just did a portrait of the past mayor that had been in control of Memphis for almost 19, 20 years. So he got paid $15,000, I think, for that. That's what I heard today. And congratulations to Larry for getting that. So right now we need your support. We're looking for you to go to that donation button like my brother and his wife did and push that button and get those donations in now. We need to make that 2,000 quota. So we're asking you to support tonight, make it work, make it great, and let's continue to do the work that we do. The time is 7:54, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure, and we are putting it to you tonight to get your support. So those are the things that we're looking forward to and talking to people about and make have something to say to, so that you could hear our voice online. That is so important when we talk to people about what it is they're doing and what it is they're trying to do. We need to make sure that everybody gets involved and gives us their support. That's important. So I like my shows. I like what we've been doing. And I think we can continue on and build and get people to be a lot more positive about their life. That's one of the things that I like about Blog Talk Radio. I think it's great when you can come on radio anywhere in the country and have a conversation with you, the general public. So I think that's a fascinating thing to have, and I'm telling you, I'm enjoying it. I'm truly, truly enjoying being on the radio with you, gather or garner your support. That is so important for us to get. So what do we have to talk about tonight? We've talked about politics, we've talked about support, we've talked about trying to build things, and I know that those are all positive things that we do. What do you think we should be talking about, and how do you view the political system? I think that it's important for everybody to get involved and see where we're going and how we're going to do this thing. Because if we work together, we can change whatever city we're in, not just Memphis or Chicago or Hopkins. But we need to get everybody to get online and get on board and get involved in what we do. We know that a lot of you say you're going to get the books and you're going to do some things and you're kind of busy. But tonight we need to, for you to take out some time in your busy schedule and get that so vital to building something very positive. That's what we try to do and that's what we're going to do and we're going to continue. So we can continue to have the offices all across the country that people support and build on. So I'm very happy about it. I'm very excited about it. And I want to see those phone lines ringing up before the hour is up so that we can get you involved. It's very important that we do that, that we continue to grow and get your support. I couldn't do the show without your support, actually. So let's see if we can get people in and get them to working on the stuff and trying to help out. So I think as I look at my board, I want to see it light up. I'm typing a little note here that somebody sent me. So I just sent them a little message back. That's the one thing I like about being on Blog Talk Radio. I can do texts, I can do phone calls, I can do IMs, and I'm just enjoying the show because I think it's a great show. And I think it's become great based on what you've given us, your support. That's made a true impact and difference. I can't tell you how much of a difference it's made having you support what we do. That's so vital to us. The time is 7:58. We're into the first hour of our show, and we're talking to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And I am truly, it's a good one, and we keep running up the time. We'd like to run up that poll and see the images come about and get more of your support. So tonight is the night for you to get off that couch, get out of bed, stop watching that movie, and go to that website and hit that donation button and get that in there so that we can continue to grow. I think it's a great thing that we do, and we need your support so that we can continue to build. And tell me what you think. The number is 818-691-7395, 818-691-7395, and you can make your donations at www.dsmpublications.net. That's so vital to us. Going into the, we're still in the red right now. We're looking at a red mark on our board. So we need to get more of your donations. We need for you to call in, write in, do whatever you're going to do, but get to that website and give us those donations. We could truly use them to build on what we're building. That's so vital. I just talked to you about the elections in Memphis. We want to know what you think about your city. Hugh's already given us some good ideas and telling us that there are some things going on in his city, some positive work, and he believed that you can change the political system. I believe you could change it also, but you've got to get involved. That's what it takes, seriously, ladies and gentlemen. You can't sit on the sideline forever. You have to get involved and give your support and be a supportive person. That's the only way this thing is ever going to work. So tonight, so for all my Facebook friends, we're looking for your support. We want to reach that level of $2,000. That's going to be so vital. We've got 59 more minutes to do this show. And as you can tell, I'm running out of gas. So I'd like to get into bed, get some sleep, and get some rest and be refreshed for tomorrow. But right now, we need your support. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I'm Don S. McClure.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords exposed cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them, and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to ESRB.org.
Siempre me fijo en las clasificaciones y en la descripción del contenido en las cajas de videojuegos. Pero como a veces quiero más detalles, me encantan estos nuevos resúmenes, pues me dan una descripción más a fondo que me ayuda a decidir si los juegos son apropiados para mis hijos o no. Los resúmenes son gratis y los puedo leer en mi smartphone o en línea.
Para más información sobre clasificaciones de videojuegos y resúmenes, visite esrb.org.
And I'm back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I'm Don S. McClure. And we are broadcasting live from the city of Memphis in a shop called Kinko's. I mean, last week we were at Burger King and McDonald's, and I was in Florida. So we could use your support tonight to keep going, but I think that it's a great thing to even have people call in to pledge their support. So we're looking for you to call at 818-691-7395 and push that donation button and get that donation in, like Blog Talk Radio or NPR. We operate off your donations, and we're going to continue to build so that we can have representatives and people working in our offices all across the country. So we're really looking for your support tonight. And again, all my friends on Facebook, when you get a chance tonight, whether I know you're busy or not, go to that website, do like my brother and his wife did, and place that order for something. It can't do anything but make everything better. So we're pushing that. And I like that last PSA we played. Very good PSA. We're now 3 minutes into the second hour. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking about your support. We want to see those phone lines, and definitely if you can't call me, you can text me at 702-530-6083. That's the number you can text. So that's what we're looking for tonight. I just read another message. That's the one thing I like about Texas. I can see them right away. So we're trying to get to you, our callers, and see what's going on and to gain your support. That is so vital to what we do. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and it's 8:04. The weather here seems to be pretty nice, too. It seems to be holding up. But I'll be glad when I leave here and head to ports unknown, as they say. We've had a great run for the last 15 shows. We've had some repeat callers. We want to get some calls in from Mike to strengthen our Wisconsin base. That's so important. But again, as I told you, if you don't like the leadership in your city and you want to change, it's up to you. It's up to you to make a difference, and you can make that difference. Just like Newt Gingrich and everybody else talks on the radio, well, you now have a talk show host. And so it's up to you to support it. We got 54 more minutes before the show ends, and we're looking for your support. Now, a couple of times we talked about a lot of the books that we took an interest in, and we also took an interest in WizTech, which was the young lady's place in St. Louis. We've also told you about a young lady who does teddy bears, and she did a beautiful teddy bear that some people bought in Charlotte. So she's one of our supporters, and I just think that when you have that kind of support, and you have a chance to really grow and do something, and not sit on the sidelines. But her name is Miss Flo, and she's Miss Flo's Bears, and you can find her at www.missflosbears.com. So now you've got two websites you can take a look at. And, of course, we're going to bring my sister-in-law back on the show, Robin, so she can talk about genealogy and history of our people and how she connects the dots. I think that is so vitally important that we get to that type of stage. The time is 8:06, and we're looking for your call. I'm Don S. McClure, and you're listening to The Don S. McClure Show. And as I told you tonight, we're going to be taking a lot of breaks, playing a lot of PSAs, keeping you informed of some things that we think you need to hear and do and see. So I think that's really important. We need to do sometimes. We'll be right back. My band that plays. I really like the way that they play that theme song for me. It's kind of like being David Letterman, as I said before, or some of the greats on TV. Jay Leno and Johnny Carson, the whole bit. You know, when you get your own band, now we're playing soundtracks, but when you get your own band and they play some, you kind of blend with them. A lot of times when that song is playing, I'm kind of tapping with my ink pen, like as if I play drums or something. But I like that song. Actually, it was selected by one of our producers. Well, at least she put up the funds for it. Her name is Renee, and she is in Kansas City, Missouri. So that's how we got started with that theme song. So we have to give credit where credit is due. But it's a great theme song, and we've had a lot of great success with that song. We're going to continue to play it as long as we have the show until we decide to change up, get a new theme song. But I think a lot of people are listening to our show. When they hear that song, they know I'm coming on. So it's going to be kind of difficult to change theme songs. But that's a great theme song that we play. I mean, I love that trumpet, the way he plays that. Reminds me of Chuck Mahjong. Or Mahjong-y. But tonight, we're looking for your support. You can call 818-691-7395 and pledge your support, or you can reach me by text at 702-530-6083, or you can email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com, and also McClureDonS@yahoo.com. Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about being positive. We told you that that's the only way to live life. Actually, it's the best way to live life. You can't be positive and not have good results. If you stay negative all the time, you're never going to get anything. And once you start that negative route, you're headed down a terrible, dark road. So we want you to stay away from negativity, even though things look gloomy or things don't always turn out the way you want them. still means try to have a positive attitude about life. That way you get a lot further. You won't have all the severe headaches. But you got to really think positive, because that's the only way to think. I think that when you do that, you stand a chance of even cutting down on heart attacks and bad health. So you got to remember that. It's better to be more positive than it is to be negative. And once you become positive, you spread that joy around. Like Santa Claus versus the Aliens. I think it's a great book about to come out. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what we do. And just bridging that gap between the positives and the negatives. We're 49 more minutes into the show. And I saw a friend of mine named Henry. He's into real estate. And I know he's doing great. So I like that. And I think that one of the things that you can always do is try to promote other people. Try to give people a shout out and let people know that others are doing things too. You're listening to the Donis McClure. We're cool in here. I'm getting a sore throat. And yes, I'm still stranded in Memphis. So you definitely need to get those donations in so that I can get out of here. The few we've got are good, but we need more. So, guys, come on now. Get to those phones and do what you know is right. Do what you know is supposed to happen and help this company grow to be successful and build things and do things. I think that's so vital that we continue to try to support each other and get things out there. So I think this is good, and I think we're going to keep working on it until we get better, because better is always better than good. I'm sending a text out again to somebody else that wrote me. And you can hear me. So I'm typing a note. Let's see where that gets us. And it says it went out. So we're trying to get more calls from Wisconsin and other areas of people that have called us. And to make your pledges, we're going to check our account in a minute, see how far we've gotten. And usually we get a couple of callers. So this time you can definitely call and actually make a pledge. Get involved. Do something positive. Because that's what life is all about, being positive. So I think that's a great thing to do. And it's always good when you can make things happen for people, when you can take the bull by the horns and say, hey, we need to make this thing happen. We're going to check our board and see if we've got any more donations coming in. And we'll let you know in a minute how we're looking toward our $2,000 goal. And right now, we still got a long way to go. So we're in the minus 42 right now. So we definitely need to get that going, guys. You're on Facebook and my friend's book. You need to go ahead and make that charge on that credit card or debit card, especially if you've enjoyed the books or the shows and what we've done. I think it's a great issue. So make sure that you get this done tonight. We've 13 minutes into the show after 8. And pretty soon we'll be headed toward the 9 o'clock hour. So you should be involved. I think it's great when we do these types of shows. So tonight we're not discussing issues or projects or things like that. We're asking for your support, which is so vital. So I can't say it enough. I remember talking to one of my associates, Cynthia, who's one of our assistant programmers who filled in for you when I couldn't get the phone running. And she said, just tell people. Well, we need your support. So if we can get that, then we can do a lot more great things. So I'm looking at it, waiting for you to call. I'm sitting at the board. And tonight I'm working the board pretty well. It's functioning pretty good. Coming to you live from Memphis, Tennessee. Great city, actually. Has a lot of history here. lots of history.
Hi, I'm Jet Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org. Hi, I'm Jet Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, like I said, I am Don S. McClure, and we're talking to you tonight about your support. If you like the show and you like some things we talked about, we need to get your support so we can continue to make things happen and to build a real successful company. I think that's vital so that we can make other people have a good life. Because when you create things, I got a thumbs up from one of the guys that I know in the studio. And you know our studios are always open. People come in and out and talk, and dogs bite me, and children seem to run up to me. But tonight, we're talking about your support, which is so vital. But he was giving me the thumbs up because he likes the show, Blog Talk Radio. Getting a little... They got the air on up to the top notches, so I'm freezing in the studio. I don't want to holler out too loud, but it is pretty cold in here. So let's hope I don't catch pneumonia. But I think that this is the way to go, talking to you, the public, trying to get you more involved so that you can make your own decisions and keep something going that you feel is vital. Because I know that it's important to me. But we want it to be important to other individuals, to people that really think that we should have the right to do things, that we should get involved, and that we should be able to build a positive career. I think by sharing resources and making donations and pledges will get us to those resources. So in another 18 minutes, we're going to be off the air, and we're going to start tabulating. To, as a matter of fact, we're doing it now, and we're hoping you're going to give us your call and your support. You can dial 818-691-7395. And the board seemed to be a little bit empty, so we got to get some callers in. We got to get you to make those pledges and go to that website, www.dsmpublications.net. And if you don't, I'm probably going to be stuck in Memphis for a few more days, and that's not going to be good. So we need to get me out of here and on my road and on my way. So I think it's important for us to grab as many donations as we can, get your support, and work toward building something positive and definitely getting me out of Memphis and getting me closer to my home base, which is Chicago. I love my home. To be... just great things to do and see. And like I told you, I like Pittsburgh a little bit better than I like Philly. And I like Richmond a little bit better than I like Philly. And I just think that, like I said, those are great things to have. Just motivation all over the place. What do you learn from when you talk to people? You learn that they have good hearts, good spirits, that they want to see the best for everybody, whether it's the homeless person or the alcoholic or the person on drugs. And that's what shows you that when a person has character, that they really want to see you grow and do so that you can help others. It's good when we can take the homeless off the street, educate our children, and just build some more positivity. That's so vital. That's why we need your donations, so that you can get involved and help us build something positive that's going to last for the future. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm running out of gas, and it's Don S. McClure. So we've got to get your support and continue to build, because that's what's so vitally important. And like I said, the Kinko staff here are tremendous, so very good people. Some of them I've been knowing for a long time, since I've been in Memphis. But it's good to know that people are there and want to build for you and do some other things and get things going. So I think that's really great. Let's take a look at the time. It's 8:20. Can you really realize that we've been on the show for almost an hour and a half? Now, I know some of you are sitting around, and I know some of you have gone out, but get to those laptops and give me that support that you know we definitely like. Again, WKNO. You know you like that programming where you get to see the old movies, the new movies, information about Animal World and Sea World and all the worlds that they have to offer you. Well, our show is the same way. We offer you a lot of different conversations, all of them fruitful, to benefit you, the general public. So that's how it goes. I think that one of the most important things is building solidarity. I was noticing today in the news they were talking about the fall of Gaddafi and how these guys had got closer to his home, his personal home, and the bodyguards that he has. And I'm sure there's going to be some turmoil. They're trying to settle it where they don't have to shoot each other to death. And I don't know if that's going to always work, but at least they're trying at it. And I think that's an excellent thing for them to at least give it an effort. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm running out of gas, and I'm Don S. McClure. And we've been on the show for an hour and 26 minutes. Actually, an hour, 26 minutes, and 47 seconds. So that's even more interesting. But tonight is the turning point for us. Once we get your support, we'll be able to do more and build and work and get some really marvelous things going on. I think that's one of the things that people need to do more of. You hear the doors in the background, and that's people going in and out of the men's room and the ladies' room and the powder room and private offices. Kinko's is really huge, and they do a great job on packaging. So if you need some packages done, of course, you need to use Kinko's. Now, they don't believe that the African-American community is a supportive community. They've often said that they don't think that the African-American community even knows how to support or want to support projects that they think are vital. It's been said that they don't mind supporting things that are unimportant or going on websites or dating sites that have a lot of foolishness on them. Well, that's interesting to know, because I think that looking at the clock and wondering, you know, where some of the people are that we really need their support, I just don't believe that we're that bad off. I do believe we will support, like my brother and his wife, like Cynthia pledged and like Hal pledged. But I think it's something bigger. I think we have to get into the mode of really supporting all the time, because we won't know every project. We talk about every person that owns a company. But if we allow them to grow like we're growing, we may find that a lot more people own the companies and started off some time ago, and now they're guiding us through the territories of like Megabus, getting involved in that, or being involved in different things that we know for a fact we're independent of the system. Boy, I'm getting a bad sore throat. We know that people can really do what they want to do. And tonight we're asking you to do that. We're asking you to give and give heartily so that we can expand our program and get more books out there and educate more students and just dialogue with the general public. because that's who pays all the bills, the general public. It is 8:25, and we only have that many more minutes left to go. So you could say kind of 35 minutes. And we want to know where you were tonight. On this very beautiful night, we want to know if you were involved with the support that we need, or whether you are one of those sideline people sitting there saying, well, it's not my problem, or I think it's good, but I don't want to do it. Well, when you look back and you say to yourself, you know, we could have really helped a company become super successful, not just minor successful, but super successful, you're going to have to ask yourself why you didn't contribute more, why you only got one book, or why you only got involved in one or two things. And then when we don't make it to that super level, you'll only have yourself to blame. It's about decisions, what you want to do. So I think all those things are vital. And it's up to you to keep working toward them, to have a better life, a positive life, and get some things going so that you know that your children's children will have a better life. So I think that's all important. I just got a text in from Jenny Jones, and she was wishing me good luck. And I'm going to say thanks to her. So that's always an important thing. And that's always the most important thing, getting people involved and letting them know you appreciate them. So I think that's all great. And I like answering their texts right away. I don't have to wait when I see a text come in or email, and we get it out there and we do a great job on that. That's important. So, as I said, we're going to keep pushing this thing until we can get you more involved in what we do.
Has your child or grandchild dropped out of school? Do they want to find a public school that will help them graduate and receive a high school diploma? The Michigan Virtual Charter Academy allows students aged 16 through 20 to complete their high school education in the safety of their home. Students get a loaner laptop, access to online lessons, and teacher support, all tuition free. To enroll in the Michigan Virtual Charter Academy for this fall, go to k12.com/Michigan. Has your child or grandchild dropped out of school? Do they want to find a public school that will help them graduate and receive a high school diploma? The Michigan Virtual Charter Academy allows students aged 16 through 20 to complete their high school education in the safety of their home. Students get a loaner laptop, access to online lessons, and teacher support, all tuition free. To enroll in the Michigan Virtual Charter Academy for this fall, go to k12.com/Michigan.
And I always like to hear that commercial. Like I said, well, it's not a commercial, it's a PSA. And within another week or so, we're actually going to get rid of some of the PSAs that we have. Well, not really get rid of, but file them away and add new ones so that you can hear some of the newer PSAs that we've gathered. Our PSAs are always on health. And like I said, we try to do a positive show so that you, the listening public, get a positive experience when you listen to our show. We get that done, and I do most of the programming, so I'm getting the hiccups, too. That's strange. But we try to provide you with positive words and materials so that you can make those decisions on being positive yourself. We've got 30 more minutes. We will be on the show for 2 hours, and we need to get those phones ringing. We need to get your support, so that I don't become stranded in Memphis, and so that we do have a great show and that we provide great services to people. Now, earlier you heard me talking about the Maggie Walker Bank, and we did that. And then I was telling you today about a magazine called Be Visible Magazine in Memphis. And Larry has been working on that magazine as long as I've been in Memphis, since the 90s. And he's starting to make a little headway. Sometimes you lose your guidance. Sometimes you get involved and you think it's just not going to turn for you. But like a gentleman told me earlier, just place it in God's hands and God will make a way no matter what you do. So if that's true, then, and I do believe it is true, then sometimes you have to kind of wait. I think God's sitting there saying he's going to help us with this $2,000 donation, which is a good thing. But more importantly is your support. So go to www.dsmpublications.net. That's D as in Don, S as in Sam, M as in Mary. So go to www.dsmpublications.net. Get involved. Make your pledge. Or add that donation button so that we can have a positive. We're 29 more minutes into the show. It's almost over for 2 hours. And I have truly enjoyed being here. And tomorrow we're going to go through the Facebook and clean it up and actually get rid of some of the people that are just not supportive of things, and not to single them out. But it's time that we became a more supportive culture. And if we aren't going to be a more supportive culture, then I guess it should be the end of whatever it is we do. But I don't believe that. I believe that we just have to sit there and say, okay, well, why does she have this on? And I know tailors can take it and blend the pockets or shift it where it looks like it was a magazine, but now it's grown. So I think that's a good thing. I'm sitting there going to sleep, too, as a matter of fact. I haven't had any sleep in 24 hours, and that's amazing. Just sitting. Talking about the show and getting prepared for you, the listening public, so that I can do a great job for you. And I like knowing that I actually work for the public. They're the ones that help me make my decisions. And when I was with the young lady who did the story that's in Montgomery, we had a chance to walk around while she was here in Pittsburgh and take a look and do some other things. And it was cool. But it's like I said, Santa's going to carry all the decorations. He gave me an idea for the story. So he's going to do that. He's going to add more to his water trough, so to say, or he's going to add. And so that's the way the cookie crumbles. And we're 26 minutes into the show. Now, I'd like to see those lights light up more. And I'd like to see us galvanize and get more support, because that's vital. And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And like I said, of course, I'm Don S. McClure. Now, my engineer played a song called A Fool for You, and then she switched it up. She played actually Bewitched, which is from the play that I'm working on, where David is definitely in love. Ooh, don't you hear me yawning? David is definitely in love with Tiana, his woman, and he wants them to have a better life. He wants them to have an enjoyable life. You become a lot more positive when you do those kind of things. And I think that's important. What is it that we're trying to reach here? The more positive elements we add, the more positivity people add to life. And once you do that, you truly, truly change things. Now, I know some of you don't believe that, and some of you thinking, well, he's always talking about positivity, but just think about it. When you give positive results, God will answer you and you'll get positive results. Now, it may seem gloomy and it may seem like nobody's listening to you, but I'm telling you, God hears you and he judges you by your heart and what you feel. So we're not saying that you just have to donate because I believe in God. We're telling you that it's the right thing to do. Bus stops and places you can go to stand there where the number 2 will come and take you to the airport. So, I mean, they've expanded some things. Last time I was here, the number 2 didn't go anywhere, but up and down Madison Street. And I think near the fairgrounds, I think that was the gist of where they went. But I want to see us grow bigger than that, better than that, stronger than that. That's why we're asking for your support. And like I said, my engineer in Texas said, well, just tell them like it is. Well, I'm telling you, without your support, we can't build DSM. We can do the books. We can put them out there as an individual. But to build DSM where there's a young lady that answers the phone and there's another young lady who helps out around the office, I mean, you can't ask for any more than that. We've got 24 more minutes. We might even end up ending it a little early if we don't start to get a few more calls in and get you guys to believe that it's worth giving, it's worth supporting. And that if you want this idea to continue, you're really going to have to support. I mean, that's just no ifs, ands, and buts. And I'm going to give me some throat lozenges later, because that's important to get this past me so that I don't have all that going on. Because that's a horrible feeling to have a sore throat, I can tell you that now. And I don't intend on having a lot more. I'd like to just get past that and do some of the things that I want to do tonight, like watch TV in peace and enjoy a good movie.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
Hi, I'm Jet Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
And we're back. More minutes into the show, and it'll be over with. And this will be our first fundraiser. So, again, get those debit cards out and make a small donation into the DSMpublications.net, and especially Don S. McClure. I would hate to be stranded in Memphis. If you leave me there, I'm going to be kind of really ticked. So get those donations in so we can get to going and do what we got to do and build something positive and also get me out of Memphis. Remember, I told you earlier, I think some criminal minds, I don't think they meant to be criminal minded, but they've kind of thrown me into a tizzy because they have my my day planner with cash and credit cards and stuff in there that I can use. So you need to go to the donation line and make those donations so I can get out of here. And at the same time, build something positive. Funds that have that day planner, you could kind of bring it back. There won't be anything said, and you won't get in any trouble. But please return it so that I can get out of Memphis and go on my merry way and build some positive things. So I'm looking right now at some texts and some messages, and I'm trying to see where everything is so that I can have a peaceful evening, which is going to be important to me to get some peaceful rest and have a great time working on my throat and getting ready so that I can talk to you next week. We're 20 more minutes into the show, and probably we're going to end it a little earlier. But like I said, we're asking you, if you donated already, go back to the site and donate again, and buy another book or just make a donation. And man, it's cold in here. I'm going to try to get to some warm studios, though. I know that that's important, because without that, I can't do a whole lot of things. And it's good to be in the warmth of things. It's good to have some stuff going on. So let's hope that you guys do the right thing. We're 19 more minutes into the show, and we're looking for your phone calls or your support. We like to know, out of the 290-something friends I have on Facebook, that they're actually kind of supportive in more than verbalization. I also want to send a shout-out to Chris, my friend in California. She has always been supportive. I mean, she doesn't try to get involved in some things, so I think that's important, and I think we need to look at that and follow her lead. I purchased her books, and looking forward to getting some more from her and getting her involved. I think that's a great thing to do when you have somebody like that that wants to really do something with you. Chris started off being affiliated with my second book, and tried to make that work really well, and she's the one who got me on Kindle and did some other things, and that was good. So I think it's a great thing to do. Well, we got 15 more minutes before the show ends. No, we did not make our goal of the 2,000. I'm kind of disappointed in that, because I would have liked so that we could do something positive. But, you know, as they said, God knows all and plans all, so let's keep working on it. And tonight we're going to reach it. When I go back into the index column to see how much we've raised, I believe people will step up, do what they got to do, so that we can move on to the next level. That's going to be important. So again, it's good to have supporters. It's good to have people that want to work on some things and make sure that we get where we want to be in life, which is moving forward, changing life, and doing some great things. So you've got 2 more minutes before the show ends. We're going to call it a day. Wish we had made it. I know we've still got to work on getting me out of Memphis, so that's going to be an urgent call. And I'm going to return my day planner so that I can maneuver around while I'm in the city. Nobody likes being broke, so can't get to this ATM card to do anything if we don't get your support. So the time is 16 minutes before our show ends, and looking for your call. The number is 818-691-7395. The number is 818-691-7395. That's the number you can call in the next 2 minutes. And we're going to close the show out early, 15 minutes ahead of time. Wish we had done more, but I guess sometimes that's how it goes. I'm not going to say that we're not a supportive people. Really don't know what's happening. Again, we have to change the way we want to live. We have to change the way we want to see things. We definitely have to change the way that we're viewed, and we definitely have to change the way we support. It's important that we build something positive and make things happen. I'm going to say goodnight, ladies and gentlemen, 5 minutes before the show ends. We had a great time talking to you. I explained to you about WizTech and some of the other things. And keep the faith. Keep it going. I'm more than sure that we're going to reach our goal before the night's over. Let's hope so, before 9 o'clock. And I'm going to shut it down and get out of Kinko's in this cold area and maybe get to me some heat. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's been a blast. It's been a joy. I have enjoyed it. I'm going to come back after that, and then we're going to say goodnight. Going to be it for me tonight. And as I always say, enjoy life, because that's all you need.